Start with the faith. It all begins with the faith. As I say, there is no conservatism, and there can't be if you're not going to conserve the tradition of the faith, of the Catholic Church, going all the way back to the desert founding fathers, to the apostles. And that's a, now, Protestant or even or evangelical or whatever, isn't learning of and finding out what that tradition may have been worthy of our time? I think it is. You might find out that some of the things that you've been told about the ancient universal church, the one that Christ founded, are not true. They're a pack of lies, and they're being promoted so that prosperity gospels and other frauds perpetrated in the name of our Lord can make millionaires out of otherwise shiftless con artists. Better church, you're not supposed to say things, but screw it. Needs to be said. So where does the Wrath of Ganon dude think you ought to start? Well, here you go. As an intellectual, now I hadn't read this, so let's see where he starts. As an intellectual discipline, there has never been a better time for traditionalism than now. Almost all the material we need is available online for free. Traditionalism is one of those rare isms without any established canon or hierarchy of thinkers. The main point is to read old books. Not only are they usually free, they're usually less infected by the modern mind virus that forces you to have to read everything critically, questioning. With old books, you should read them with an open mind. Trust that author, and to submit, at least while reading, to the notion that the author was correct. My memes could serve as useful starting points in terms of authors and ideas, but in the end, it is up to everyone to heath their own path and not to be afraid to be picky readers. No one has time to read all of everything. But traditionalism, like all things, is best experienced in real life with good friends. Now, again, maybe he's equivocating there. You don't start with books. You start with the faith. Faith is where it's all at. Because the faith came into the world to replace previous faiths, to denounce all other faiths as inferior, to grant man something he could do, what is necessary. Brother Francis said this from time to time. What is necessary for the Catholic faith to be practiced? Bread, water, wine, and oil, and people. That's all you need. Now, you may have to make some things like crucifixes and ordinals and what have you, but it's really all you need. That's significant. God knows God's in charge. He knows what he's doing. He made it simple. He made it natural, if you will. 844-527-8723 is our telephone number if you'd like to be on the program today. So that's the Wrath of Ganon. Now, traditionalism. I hold here in my hand, so if you're watching on YouTube, and again, it's my goal here to make this video show a TV show. Somebody asked me the other day, why would you want to do that? How was MSNBC launched? What show did MSNBC use for about 6 years as its launch? It was on every morning. That's not a trivia question because no one will ever get it. Don Imus show. It's just Imus sitting there with two or three cameras in his studio, which they made to look more like a TV studio. And that was before Morning Ho and all the rest of those shows. It was Imus. It was a radio show. And it worked. You got MSNBC, a big enough audience to where they could give Imus the boot and then start doing news. Anyways, I hold here in my hands a book that was given to me as a birthday present a couple years ago. As a matter of fact, Meter Simpson gave this to me. Radio Replies, first volume. This is Fathers Rumble and Carty, who went around Australia and then Minnesota, going on radio shows and answering questions about Catholicism, about the Catholic faith, anyone that wanted to ask them. You can read some of the questions are mocking, they're snarky. Basically telling the priests they don't know what they're doing, what they're talking about. You guys are a bunch of liars. Your faith is based on this and that and the other. There's over 1,600 answers in radio replies. Now, I don't believe in coincidence, and I don't believe things happen, especially when we're talking about matters of faith, by accident.